A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Psachim Chaf Gimel, Psachim 23a, pagination page 45. We discussed in our last sessions the opinion of Chizkiah, which is the simple way to understand things that are forbidden in benefit. The pasuk, whenever it says lo ye'achel, so we said that means it shouldn't even bring to the benefit of money, which then can be used to buy food. Lo ye'achel, it should not bring to a benefit of eating. That's well above the general wording of lo sochal, you shouldn't eat. That's the opinion of Chizkiah. There's a second opinion in the Gemara, which is how the Rambam paskins in Ma'acholos Asuros, the opinion of Rabbi Avahu, which is, and it can be found on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, pagination page 42, halfway down the page. Amar Rabbi Avahu, kamakom shenema lo yocha lo socha lo sochlu. If any of these words are used, you should not eat. Echad iser achila ve'echad iser hana'a. Automatically, it is not only forbidden in eating, it's also forbidden in benefit. Acha yifarit l'cho ha-kosuv, until the pasuk gives you an extra word to tell you that you are allowed to have benefit. Now, the difference between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avahu is very limited, because generally, Rabbi Avahu will find you the pasuk that says you shouldn't eat it, will extrapolate from there, not only are you not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to have benefit from it either. And then he will find you a pasuk in that same section, which says, Shalochem, you're allowed to benefit from it. So there's basically like an equation of balance, where Chizkiah starts off and says, it's never forbidden in Hana'ah, in benefit, unless it says, Lo ye'achel, that special word. And Rabbi Avahu says, no, it would have been forbidden in benefit as well, except that the Torah specifically allows benefit, and therefore the prohibition is limited to eating it. Let's take a look how this plays itself out regarding sharatzim, creepy animals. Again, we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, about halfway on the page from top to bottom. The first word on the line is mashma, and then we begin. Vahare shirotzim. Regarding the crawly beings in the world, derachmana omar, that the Torah says, sheketz hu lo ye'achel. It is disgusting. It should not come to eating, which would be the heavier form of the word, prohibiting it, according to Chizkiah, automatically because of that type of word in benefit as well, and according to Rabbi Avahu, automatically simply because it's a prohibition of eating, it's automatically prohibited in benefit as well, unless we have a second pasuk. Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah, let's understand what the practical halacha is, and then we'll go back to the pasuk and wonder how the psukim were understood. The Mishnah says, Tzayodei chaya ve'ofos v'dogim. A person who's trapping animals or fish. Shenizdamnu lohem minim temeim. And it occurred, he ended up, not intentionally, but he ended up with non-kosher types. Mutarim lemochram lenachrim, you're allowed to sell them to non-Jews. Clearly, it is permitted to benefit from these prohibited foods. Our question, of course, is that it said it in the word of lo ye'achel, and according to Rabbi Avahu, even without the word lo ye'achel, any time that it says a prohibition of eating, it should automatically be prohibited in benefit as well, answers the Gemara. Shiny hasam, that's different to Omar Kro, because the pasuk says, lochem, it is for you, shalochem yehei. it is allowing you to own it, to benefit from it, to sell it. Ihachi, if that's true, afilu lichatchila nami, why do we have a prohibition in this Mishnah that it's only in the case of nizdamnu, if it occurred that they ended up accidentally catching a non-kosher animal? Why can't you do business with such animals to begin with? Shai nihacha, it's different over here. The Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Yihiyu. Sheketz Yihiyu Lachem. They should be disgusting. Bahavyasan Yuhu. They are indeed Sheketz, but they are Lachem. And how do you do the balance? So the balance which the Mishnah draws is, if it's Nizdamnu, if it occurred to you, then you're allowed to do business with it. But to pursue these non-kosher animals intentionally, that would be prohibited. There's a discussion whether it would be biblically or rabbinically prohibited, but obviously there's something wrong with going ahead and doing business with non-kosher animals purposely. Tosfos over here asks, in the Dibra Maskal Omar Kra, just about the same height as where we are in the Gemara, V'im Tomar, let me ask you, Imkein susim v'chamorim heichi zavninon, how could we sell horses and donkeys? They're non-kosher animals. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos gives an answer, d'bemidi da'achila mairi dafka. Our Gemara is only dealing with things that are intended for eating, but something that's intended as a work animal would not be included in this prohibition. So right now we've encountered two specific exceptions to the prohibition of doing business with non-kosher food. One is nizdamnu. If it ended up in your possession, you would be allowed to sell it, to benefit from it, because it was accidental, it wasn't something that you purposely got involved with. And number two, Taisva says, if it's not an item intended for food consumption, not something that you would accidentally eat, not something that someone would think that you're eating. However, we understand this prohibition, the reasoning behind it, but Taisva says, if it's intended for work animals, that's not included in this prohibition. There's a fascinating case in Chelkas Yoav, Shilas and Tshuva, Chelkas Yaakov, Shilas Tshuvas in Yoredeya Mem, in which he wants to know if a soldier in an army is assigned non-kosher food as his ration, is he allowed to sell it to the non-Jewish soldiers in order that he could have money and presumably then go ahead and buy himself kosher food? Is he allowed to sell the non-kosher ration? So the question is, did it come his way, so to speak? Is it a case of nizdamnu? And at first, the Chelkas Yaakov grapples with it because he has to stand on line and demand it, so to speak. He has to ask for it. It's not like it already fell in his possession. It's not like he already caught it in his net. But then the Chelkas Yaakov observes that since they owe him the ration, it's kematzel miyadam, it's already owed to him, and therefore he's allowed to collect it and then go ahead and sell it in order to generate money. That would be considered a case included in this nizdamnu, permitted cases. Let's squeeze in three more lines. Ulechizkiah, and according to Chizkiah, lomali lemichtav lo yeochel, umaisi lochem lemishraya. According to Chizkiah, that right away the word lo yeochel means prohibited in benefit as well. So over here, by shkotz and by non-kosher animals, what we're doing is using the word lo yeochel and then having the word lochem to allow it. Why do you need to do such a circular, everything's in place by the time we're done? It was prohibited in benefit, and then you allowed it from the word lochem. But according to Chizkiah, why didn't you originally use the correct word, lo socha, which means prohibited in eating but not in benefit, the way Chizkiah understands the pasuk? Lo lichtav rachmana lo yeyochel, don't write the word lo yeyochel, velo bo'i lochem, and then you won't need the word lochem. Omar lecha Chizkiah, Chizkiah says, tami didi name mehocha, this is exactly how I know my ruling, because it says lo yeyochel, and from that, it requires the word lochem. And that's how I know that lo yeyochel normally would mean a prohibition of benefit as well, because the Torah had to correct itself after the word lo yeyochel, and basically it's teaching us that anywhere that it says yeyochel, those are the cases that are prohibited in benefit as well. Yashar koach, have a great day.